You are listening to the WGXC Acra 90.7 on your FM dial, and WGXC.org on your smartphone or computer.
7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. This is Lieutenant Commander Teague Legans of the North American Aerospace Defense Command with this hour's Santa Claus Flight Report. Santa's north-south journey around the globe has him touching each continent multiple times throughout the night, as well as dashing to remote islands and every ocean around the world. NORAD satellites just tracked him making deliveries in Buenos Aires as he enters the continent of South America. For up-to-the-minute access to the latest radar and SantaCam images, log on to www.noradsanta.org. Happy holidays.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Dan Bunny of Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
This dark-skinned sister, she's spatial, holding up those whips and chains heavy enough to weigh down gravities we may not be light enough to see, but dark enough to hold up the sun. See, black girls, a fire hazard. Arsonist of the ghetto, so poor, so loud, ratcheted in her bloodstream, tearing down old warehouses. Old memories of ex-homes that were never comfortable, leaving eight-legged neighbors to burn. Rat-infested rooms to trap cheese, cheddar, dough. We have so many words for something we don't hold. Like, I can't afford to stand up on my own 2 feet because I'm headstrong. Like, my future is in the hands of a silent speaker, and she's telling my stories with her fingertips to shame. That black girls couldn't speak for themselves, nor their voices just spit. All teeth, all saliva, because she's been drowning all her life in field zones and war cries. I bet her eyes could water all the vegetables we grew. See, she grew known that freedom had consequences.
In the hands of his oppressor, he feels the burden of his people's strife. She knows that if she dies, the man who so viciously took her life will be able to go home that very same night. Joyfully eat dinner with his kids and wife and kiss them goodnight. Forgetting the little girl who he just made a memory. No more movie nights and dinners with her daddy. Kisses from her mommy. Dreams of who she would be. He might remember the doll that lay next to her. How it too had 6 bullets lodged into it. Lifeless as it once was, but she. No, she will experience lifelessness for the first time. Because he had a bad day. A quarter to me, a fellow racist cop friend of police asked about his day at work. He'll say, another day doing what's right. To him, justice is controversial, so he warns them of the news and tells them what happened through his eyes that night. A man can only be this comfortable speaking of murder when he precisely knew their names will remain unheard of. Stop looking for validation and seek more routes to build our people's outlook on our current situation. They can't survive without us. Yet they continue to kill people that look like me and you because they think our lives are worthless. You are worthless, and the price tag placed on my life will be worthless when it comes to Judgment Day, and they gotta compare the crimes of the heart that were worthless. Maybe they think it hurts less. Killing a black man. Maybe they think less tears will shed finding out a little black boy or girl will never run on the playground again. Maybe they think it's less than ideal, but not too surreal, and she never gets to hold her kids again. I'm sick of this. Society keeps labeling murder as police brutality in the media. Every social platform I can think of, seeing my people killed so my eyes keep bleeding. Ears won't stop ringing. I'm hearing the cries of the people they didn't get the chance to be. Our murders are swept up in a swift of philanthropy. Donating money to the projects, I guess that makes a man to be. A man to be seen in the eye of the public as a savior. Only from a distance gripping the necks of the people who lay unwavered, his spirit will be immortal. But the man who took his life speaks murder, and his wife looks at the hashtag, acting as if she's never heard of these incidents. If you simply question the morality of it, that's not enough to me. You're a part of the problem for not wanting to speak. So don't be uncomfortable when you've seen us bleed and did nothing to heed our pain. Another soul ripped away. Another mind full of words they'll never get to say because their life was stripped and turned into the ashes that peacefully sway within the tides on the docks of America's Bay. On the stretcher, yet the limbs of a body that once was seem to shrink up. No more life flowing through them, and the family can't think of a reason beneath the tree sign and hate behind his murder. They wish they could say this was a concept they'd never heard of, but daily we unwillingly become martyrs unheard of. They say, why do they hate us like this? Why do they hate us like this? Maybe because our black skin brings gems to the earth, countless gifts. The first to inhabit it, but treat it as if we don't belong in it. Too tight. Their grip is too tight, but my people keep fighting. Too tight. Their grip is tight, but my people will survive this and thrive in a way that demands ignorance to stop being labeled as bliss. We don't need your validation. Watch us climb our way to the top of our own nation.
Just be in the Congress and Democrat. Thank you. That was The Land of Nod by Black Taffy from his album Elder Mantis. Before that, we heard Wonder Farm from Sandro Perry's Off-World series, volume one of his Off-World series. Before that, Jurassic Notion by Flying Lotus. We also heard from The Mouse on Mars, Synchropticians, that's a tricky word to say, from their album Parastrophics, another tricky word to say. Before that, an excerpt of Da Kim performing live at the Boiler Room a couple years back. We heard a couple tracks from the wonderful new album from Speaker Music called Black Nationalist Sonic Weaponry that I have been listening to nonstop for the last couple weeks. And we started the whole set off. Push It Back by Ross G and the African Space Program from the album Dance of the Cosmos. Up next, here on Disco 3000, a favorite of mine here on the radio program, something I play fairly often. This is a remix of Tortoise's DJ'd by Uncle.
I had to open the blues up and let some of the blues blood come out to show them. come out to show them. We'll be right back.
the little bit of 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 the little b